there, good people. I am back on the air. So today I wanted to talk about dealing with unexpected circumstances. I was sitting here studying and I was trying to think like, okay, what can I talk about that I think everybody need to hear? And I'm reading Romans 5, 1 through 5. And it has, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glorify in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I love that. And it just made me think about a situation I was in. And let me kind of break that scripture down. When I read that, and they were saying, basically rejoice in your tribulations. You know, this is when that real Christian in us who's claimed to love God should come out. And let me just give you an example. I didn't even realize I did that. And I was ashamed when I'm going to share something I did. And I thank God for his grace, his love, and his protection. At this time, you know, I was going through, I remember years ago, my kids were babies. And I remember going through a separation with my husband. And I went to refinance the house. I remember I went through Countrywide. And you guys who know anything about this company, was not a good one. And I remember seeing something in a paper about the mortgage, good interest rate, lawyer payments, all of that. So I did that. And I remember what I was going through at the time, very stressful situation. I had a lot going on in my life at that time. And I signed those papers. And I'm the person that will go through everything, fine tooth, read it before I sign it. And I had my babies with me. And I remember my daughter, she couldn't even walk at the time. And I remember signing those papers. I just wanted to get out of there so I can go home and relax. But I remember this one particular day when I finally had a little peace and I say, you know what, let me take my time, look through my mail. I have never seen a mortgage like this. It was, you had three options to pay. You can pay number one, number two, or number three. I remember number one, the mortgage amount was so high, I could never pay the full amount. The second one was a little slightly less than the first, but it was still a lot for me. And the third one was, it was what I could afford. And I had a lot going on. And I remember when I finally looked at my paperwork that I signed and the justification why the type of loan that I had, I remember this day. Now, keep in mind, I could have forgive my choice of words. I could have freaked out. I could have screamed. I could have cried. I could have yelled. I wasn't that strong in my word back then, but I remember doing this thing like it was yesterday. I remember putting my babies to bed. That weighed heavy on my spirit. And I remember getting in my bed, and then I got down on my knees and I prayed and I said, God, please don't let me lose my home. I have no idea what I was thinking. I normally read things, but I was so stressed. And I remember sharing that with them, you know, what I was going through when I was getting the loan completed, the paperwork. And I remember praying for God to help me and my babies. Let me tell you something. When I read that scripture, it made me go back to what happened years ago, because I'm going to tell you guys how God worked on our behalf. I didn't know what to do. I had said it. I don't know what to do. It's in your hands because I signed the paperwork. How in the world am I going to get out of this mortgage? What am I going to go do another refinance? But anyway, I remember getting a call from Lisa Madigan's office saying that they had one of their clients filed a lawsuit and wanted them to look into their mortgage. Anyway, somehow they got this box of files and my file was in there. And they asked me, did I want to be part of the complaint and the lawsuit? And I said, yes. Do you know those people made everything so convenient for me? I didn't even have to go to them. They came to me and I got the paperwork fixed. And God worked it out on my behalf. And let me tell you something. I know it's a lot of things happen, but faith is real, especially when you put your trust in God. My prayer was sincere to the point, and I could have screamed, like I said, and cried, but it made me surrender myself to God because my family, what am I going to get on the phone and call and say I did this and that or call some friends and what can they do? I turned my worries over to God and he worked them out. And I'm going to say this, you know, Christians have to show that we indeed are different and that we take this moment to reveal the glory that has been placed within us. We don't cry because of disappointments. We rejoice in them. You know, we don't wail due to disappointments, but we look for the fingerprint of God to reveal himself. Let me tell you something. When they called me, when I tell you the rejoice that I had, the joy, I remember telling God, thank you so much for your anointings. Thank you so much for your covering. You know, these are times when we should turn our direction to God because there are certain situations we put ourselves in that we can't even get out of. And honey, I'm doing fine. And I had to stop back. And when I finally got some sense, I said, what in the world was I thinking? I would have never signed that, you know, and I just want you guys to know that when you're dealing with unexpected circumstances, stop getting upset, picking up that phone, calling people that telling them your business in the first place and what they're going to help you unless they're millionaires to get you out of something. But the point I'm making is learn to trust and put your faith in the Lord. This is when you rejoice and ask him to help you. And I'm telling you, honey, faith and that prayer, it means something. It does. But anyway, that's my message for today. I was just sitting here studying. I said, I have got to put this out there. You know, we make mistakes and Lord knows I have made a plenty, but I learned from them. But through the grace of God, I do thank God for grace. I thank him for loving me and giving me now wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Honey, I'd never sign nothing again without reading the fine print, you know, of anything. I don't care. And I'd never conduct business when I'm stressed ever in my life again. But anyway, I learned something from that. But I know I went long and I do apologize. But as always, please do not forget to pray each and every day. And as I said, for those of you who have excuses, I can't pray this and that. Yes, you can. Because if you can sit on the toilet and use that bathroom, that's a perfect time for you to spend some time with God. Honey, get in prayer. Get in prayer when you get up in the morning. There's so many different times we can spend time with our Father. And we need to learn to do that. Make that part of your life and give it yourself some quiet time with him, because these mindfulness moments are so important. So anyway, that's it. God bless you and your families. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.